everybody. It is February 18th, 2019. How are all of you doing out there? Whatever time you're listening, morning, afternoon, evening. Hopefully it's been going very well for you. My name is Deanie. I'm the host of the Deanie Truths podcast. I hope all of you have been enjoying the show so far. For those of you that have been listening from the previous few episodes, or maybe you've been a listener since the very beginning, I don't know. But anyway, I'd like to thank you for actually tuning in to listen. All right, guys, so all of my flaws are done. Those of you that don't know, I talked about my flaws for a good while, about 2 weeks or so. But now, it's time to focus on the strengths. So, I call these strengths the Deanie Ten Commandments. So these are rules that will make me a better version of myself. Now, this doesn't apply to everybody. I'm not saying that it does. This applies to me. But some of this might resonate with you. So I'm not going to say do this. But just the only thing I could say is listen to my experiences. I think that would be the best way to learn. I'm not going to try to give any advice through this, but I'll at least explain how I operate. And then maybe you can relate to it. And if you can, maybe you can actually do some of this yourself. It depends on how you feel. You're the one that has to make that decision, not me. I mean, I could say until you're baton blue in the face, but that doesn't mean you'll listen. So it's all a matter of self-discovery for yourself. But hey, maybe some of the commandments that I have might actually be beneficial to you. Who knows? All right, so let's start with the first one. Today is talking about facing my problems head on. And what I mean by that is I am the best way that I can deal with my issues is to look at it right in the face and go at it. Try to figure out what the problem is, why I'm feeling the way that I feel, and then making sure I have a solution to counteract it. So the best way that I do this is I dig really, really deep. I close my eyes and I put myself inside my head. And inside, there's another version of me. That version is a lot better than what I am right now. He talks, this entity, speaks through by calling me a name that I will not say on here, but it's not my real name. It calls me by a name I used to go by as a kid. But it asks me how I'm doing, what the problem is, and then when I dig really deep and I think about the better version of myself, that better version is telling the current me how to do this or how to act like this. And then try and says, will you try? Or will you promise me that you will try? And it may take me a couple of times to actually say something. But the more I say I'll try, is the more I'll feel comfortable with it. So the problem that I may have failed, I'll give you an example. A problem that I would have is that I'm stuck on social media a lot. I'm always looking at what other people are saying or liking or commenting on whenever it comes to my content. So I went inside deep. I went deep down inside my brain, and this better version of me was saying, why do you do this? And I said, well, it's because I want to be accepted. And this better version of me said, you will one day, just not right now, but you will one day. So stop focusing on trying to do it today. Just keep working. And if you keep working and you continue to strive for the things that you want, you'll get it. You will get what you want. So just promise me that you will try. And it took me a few minutes to say it because I was still uncomfortable. But I think the better version of me was saying it in a way that made me feel uncomfortable. It's like, promise me you'll do it, is the first thing he said. And I was very hesitant to answer. And it just kept calling my name because I felt like I was drifting away. And the better version of me was calling me back in, saying my name over and over and over again and saying, okay, you can't make that promise right now, but just promise me that you will try. And I did, and I kept repeating it. I said, I'll try, I'll try, I'll try, I'll try. I kept repeating it, and it's like, yes, that's it. Keep going. Keep saying it. Keep saying it until you feel comfortable with it. And then as soon as I felt comfortable with it, I noticed that my brain just clicked. Like I just clicked it in my head. And then all that worry just went away. The problem, it didn't go away, but I found a way to counteract it. I found a way that I can face it head on and actually find a way to beat it. So this is a part of my self-love journey. And it, you know, really digging deep and actually speaking to the better version of myself has been helping. And I realize the more that I do it, the better that I become at it. So I don't know how you guys apply this to your own selves, but this is something that I know works for me, because I just felt an over sudden urge of relief and calmness. And that is a good strength, because I'm one of the few people that I know that can actually sit down and actually think about the issues that I have and the ways that I can counteract it. For a long time, I mean, this wasn't, I mean, I always used to be like this. I would always have issues, and I would always try to find ways to solve. But I'm a good problem solver. Like, I can think of things on the fly. It kind of goes back to my improv days. You know, when you're in a situation, you have to be able to think on your feet. And sometimes I have many ideas going through my head. And I'll talk about my creativity in another episode. But one idea will pop in that makes the most sense, and I'll go with that. So that's one of the things that I feel very good with, is the fact that there's a challenge in front of me, there's a problem in front of me, and I can fight it. I'm not going to sit in the corner and feel like I'm going to be threatened. So this is a better version of myself, is being able to take those conflicts, those problems, and not being afraid to challenge them, not being afraid to fight, not being afraid to be a coward. It's all about being strong. Hashtag Deanie Strong. That's the hashtag I just created yesterday. And it feels great. It feels amazing. I feel a lot more confident. I feel braver. And it's definitely a positive. So guys, I don't know if you have your own struggles, but you know, this is something that I've tried. If you feel like you want to try this, then by all means, try it. I would love to hear how it works for you. I would love to know if you can actually find a better version of yourself inside you. Because it might be tough for a lot of people. Maybe they already think they're already the better version of themselves. Maybe they already feel good. Maybe they already feel confident. Maybe they already feel like $1 million. Maybe they're, I don't know. And I don't know what you guys go through. So I can't give anybody advice because I don't know what you go through. But at least I can at least say this is something that I've tried. And if you feel like trying it, then do it. I would just love to hear people's experiences. I am definitely going to have a talk with a few people during March when it comes to interviews. I'm going to just be interviewing women for March. And because it's International Women's Month, so I'm planning to have all of my female friends come on the show and we'll talk more. And I'll ask them these kinds of questions. Because I think these 10 commandments that I came up with are pretty important to me, because they make me the Deanie that I want to be. The Deanie that I am now is not complete. The Deanie that I want to be is going to strive to become better. And I'll talk about that, because that's one of my other strengths too. But today's strength, the story that I told about the better version of myself, that just happened a few minutes before I started recording. And my mind is, I felt like a lock has been taken off of my head, and it's been so freeing. So I'm just feeling amazing right now, and I feel like an entire weight has been lifted. And plus, this lock has been on me since last night, and I couldn't sleep. I only slept 2 hours last night. And that may be also due to because I also worked out twice in one day. I did a lot of strength training. I got back at around 9 o'clock last night and couldn't fall asleep. But, I mean, I showered and everything. But the thing was, I was working out, like, on Saturday, and I slept fine. So, I did overthink a lot on last night, though. There was a lot of overthinking, a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety, and I dug deep. And it wasn't as effective as it was today. So, but it was just enough for me to actually fall asleep. But when I woke up, that's the type of thing that I wanted to focus on when I got up in the morning. And now that the sun is shining, it's going to be a very bright, sunshiny day. I wish I could sing the song, but I can't because that's copyrighted. So, guys, that is going to be it for me today. I hope all of you can find a better version of yourself, because that's what these next 10 days are going to be about, at least for me. So I'm hoping that for these next 9 days, you'll be able to at least understand what I'm going through, or at least they'll understand my strengths. I am going to be posting my 10 commandments on Instagram. So if you want to find me on Instagram, find me on Deanie Truths. I'm going to be posting it on Facebook. So my Facebook group page is Deanie Truths as well. The links are all in the description box for all my social media pages. I'm going to be posting this on all my social media platforms, so you'll be able to see it. So all the links are going to be there. And if you happen to be listening on any of the different podcasting platforms, then you'll be able to see that I'm pretty much almost on every major platform. Apple Podcasts, leave me a review. Leave stars. Tell me how you feel. If you're on Anchor, leave a voice message. Tell me how you feel about that. So I am going to be making sure that everybody has a chance to listen to this. So guys, thank you so much for listening. And I'll give you a preview of what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow. Tomorrow is creativity. I can explain how creative I can be. But until then, I will catch you guys tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day, whether it be morning, afternoon, or evening. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Arrivederci.